Hello, everyone. It's yours truly, Dr. Alana DeGrasse, president of Turning on the Lights Global Institute, where we give you tools and tips to reach personal and professional goals. Today is Thursday, May 9th, and I am so excited to introduce to you this new podcast episode series called The B-Side of Entrepreneurship. Welcome to the Upgrade My Life and Biz podcast, sponsored by Turning on the Lights Global Institute. Welcome to another episode of the Upgrade My Life and Biz show, y'all. Today, we're diving into the less talked about but incredibly real B-side of entrepreneurship. This is the side that doesn't always make it to the glamorous headlines or the sparkling Instagram feeds. It's about the gritty, often challenging journey that happens behind the scenes when you decide to step into the entrepreneurial arena. In today's episode, we're peeling back the layers of initial excitement and confronting the realities that many entrepreneurs face but seldom discuss openly. It's about the moments that test your resolve, the quiet instances of doubt, and the perseverance needed to move forward. Whether you're a seasoned business owner or just starting out, understanding this B-side is crucial in shaping a resilient and sustainable path to success. So today, listen as we talk about the realities of starting a business. And the thrill of embarking on a new business venture is really unmatched. It's a period that's filled with enthusiasm, high hopes, and a bustling flurry of activities. And honestly, it's a time where we dive headfirst into crafting detailed business plans. I mean, we're pulling together vibrant presentations and forecasts that paint a promising future. Meetings with advisors become regular, and each season buzzing with discussions, innovative ideas, and savvy advice to steer us in the right direction. And really, this is about building brand and image. And yes, it's about creating those eye-catching flyers and those sleek brochures and a professional-looking landing page. We even spend the time thinking about our outfit, how we should look, what we should say. And every step of starting that business, from forming the legal entity and opening a bank account to planning that grand launch, is executed with precision and commitment. And we've all been there. And the excitement fuels endless nights and early mornings, each moment dedicated to turning what was once a dream into reality. However, beneath this exciting surface of activities and preparation, there lies a mix of anticipation and anxiety. Will the market respond as enthusiastically as I thought? Will the offering resonate with the target audience? These questions usually hover in our minds. And after you rush out to start that business, after you've meticulously planned every single detail, you then face the moment of truth. You know, it can be that you've had that moment where it's like your first day where you're going to launch that product and you're brimming with anticipation. You get to the venue ready to greet the crowd and share your passion and share your hard work, but the clock ticks and you get there and you notice there's only one or two people sitting there. Your reality sits in. Should I continue? This is really what I call a gut check moment, where you really get the sense of, oh, this is the B-side of entrepreneurship, the reality that isn't highlighted in those magazines that you don't see on that commercial with the car going down the perfect winding road. It's a moment where every business owner asks themselves, should I keep going? Do I know what I'm doing? You even think about all of the preparation. I remember one time when I was preparing, and I swore a certain audience was going to be in the crowd. But out of nowhere, a group of young people were brought in because there was a man who happened to be visiting Boston, and he saw the event, and he just decided he would bring 20 of his students. And what I thought was going to be a discussion to seniors then became a discussion to seniors, I mean, to students. And it was one of the most interesting conversations because I immediately had to pivot my slide deck, which was for more seasoned individuals, to really appeal to young people, and they got it, and it was amazing. And that is the B side of entrepreneurship. It's this idea that you've planned, you've got it all together, but you got to be willing for those surprises. You got to be willing to look at what's working and what's not working. So again, when we think about it, these moments of reality are where growth happens. They are the tests that refine strategy and give us the resolve to keep going and help us to deepen our understanding of the market and what is needed. The B side isn't about the visible successes or the big accolades or the big moments. It's about the grind. It's about persisting and the resilience required to turn a vision into a sustainable business. It's where I say ideation meets progress, where your initial concepts are continuously tested against the harsh realities of market demands and consumer behavior. The B side is filled with moments that require a deep introspection about the value of what you say you want to offer and whether or not it aligns with the needs of your audience. Moreover, the B side is characterized by its demand for a shift from a purely creative mindset to one that is also strategic and analytical. Here, this is where you must hone the ability to not just create, but to evaluate, iterate, and even if you need to, pivot. And truly, it demands a balance between passion and pragmatism, pushing you to question your business model and your capacity to lead and adapt, because we're going to continuously have to adapt. And embracing the B side means being ready to face the less glamorous tasks, like handling customer complaints, managing any issues that come up in your business, and navigating financial challenge. These responsibilities might not be exciting, honestly, but they are just as crucial as the creative aspects of running a business. So it's interesting because a lot of times when I'm dealing with creatives, they're like, I don't want to have to think about preparing for the sale. I don't want to think about the UX design of making sure the functionality of what I'm presenting works for the person going through it. I just want to create. And I am a creator as well, but you have to have some organized systems in place so that you can create even more. The B side of entrepreneurship is not a hurdle to be feared or avoided. It should be viewed as a fundamental aspect of the entrepreneurial journey. It's the side that really, truly tests your commitment. So we're going to talk about three steps to really consider as you are working on understanding the B side of entrepreneurship. And the first one, I really, truly believe, is that you have to understand and know your value. In the world of entrepreneurship, understanding your market value is not just important, but it's critical. Not only that, but you have to know, well, based upon what you have studied, what you know, your expertise, your specialty, right? You have to be able to answer the question, what problem does my product or service solve? And for many women entrepreneurs, especially, who often juggle multiple roles and face unique challenges in the business landscape, this step is about leveraging personal experiences and insights to craft solutions that resonate on a deeper level with the target you're trying to focus on. It might be a service that simplifies life for working mothers, a product that addresses a specific health concern, or a platform that empowers women through education and community support. Understanding your value also involves knowing your worth. This is not just about pricing, but also about your self-worth. As I always tell my clients, you are 5-star, but until you know and feel like you're 5-star, it's hard to expect a 5-star experience from those that you want to help. So you really do have to understand and do things to develop your self-worth, which is maybe listening to this podcast is one way. But overcoming this means embracing your expertise and understanding that if you've developed a solution based on the needs of others that really need you, it does hold significant value. So you have to remove those negative naysayers in your mind that says, who wants what I have? There's so many out here already. Why should I create what I'm doing? Because you have something unique that probably someone else can find value and benefit in. Moreover, articulating your value in the marketplace requires that you have strong communication, and you have to think about how you're going to craft that message and cut through the noise of all of what we're seeing on social media. So, although you need it as a tool, you don't want it to become your crutch. And I know so many of you who have felt overwhelmed by just all the information on social media, feeling like I just don't want to participate in this at all. It's not that you don't want to participate, but you just want to make sure you have, I say, mission and vision and strategy. So, do I think you need to post every single day the way most people tell you you do? No, I don't actually. I think that it's unrealistic for solopreneurs who are trying to pivot from working full time into their own consultancy to just tell them, well, for 8 hours a day, you should be posting. I just don't believe it. Because even if the person starts doing that, they are going to burn out. It's not like you have a big team around you. So we are listening to people and influencers, but remember, this is your business. And these tools, like I always say, they are just tools. So know your value. So understand that even if only three people clicked like on your social post today, it's not just you, it's algorithms. It's what these platforms are showing first. And so I just want you to know, consider what you're doing online as a digital portfolio to a bigger mission and vision. All right, step two, I want you to be patient and consistent. In the journey of entrepreneurship, especially though it's less glamorous, the B side requires that you are both patient and consistent. They will be great allies for you. Building a successful business is not an overnight achievement. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And this step encourages you to embrace what I call a long-term perspective. Focusing on your steady growth and sustained effort is crucial. So I know when I'm working with entrepreneurs, they want to see these results. I tell you, they want to see them in 48 hours. And usually, if you have been working on an idea for a given amount of time, it's going to take you some time to not only process how you want to be as an entrepreneur, but to also think through how do you really want to operate long term? Because whatever you start, you got to keep doing once it gets going. And so sometimes I try to remind my entrepreneurs to be a little patient with themselves because as you're building, you may notice that there were things you thought you were going to love about the business that you can't stand. So you really are going to have to be very present. It also means patience in entrepreneurship means understanding that results take time. And when we think about the aspects of business growth, like brand recognition, your customer loyalty, market penetration, all these things, look, it takes time and consistency, particularly in this digital age where the algorithms and social media play such significant roles. The algorithms that dictate what happens on social media feeds the search engine, and this can change rapidly. I mean, we saw it just 2 years ago where people who were getting 400 likes were all of a sudden only getting 20. Consistency is so important. It refers to the need to consistently apply efforts towards your business goals, regardless of the fluctuations in the market or the slow pace of progress. This includes your regular updates to your content, consistent engagement with your customers, and steadfast adherence to your brand's message. Now, we saw this when we were going through the pandemic. It was like if you had your systems in place, then although the pandemic happened, I'm talking primarily about businesses that were services that had an easier time pivoting. Not so much restaurants, but if you had a service and those variables of having, a solid website, having functionality, being able to cross over your messages, et cetera, if those were in place, companies grew. Our company grew, and we decided we were going to keep our conferences going. We were going to keep our meetings that we would do. We would do everything online. And that was valuable because we recognized that, yes, even though it was a tough time, the most important thing was that we would stay together, stick together, and come out on the other side. And we did. And one of the most amazing things was when we finally did go have our first live event after that first year and a half. It was amazing, and it was a small group of people who had just decided that no matter what, they were going to keep going. And Tolji was grateful for that and for those clients and for the experience. And we hugged each other, we embraced each other, we smiled, we cried, because we understood what it meant to still be an entrepreneur in the midst of so much truly devastation and uncertainty. And that was really, really exciting to be able to persist together. So sometimes in entrepreneurship, when we're going through these moments where it seems like there are crickets, one of the best things we can do is to remain persistent in how we operate. Moreover, maintaining consistency in your mission and vision can help you to anchor your business when navigating these waters, tumultuous waters of entrepreneurship. So here are some of the things I want you to implement. I want you to set realistic milestones. So break down your larger business goals into smaller, manageable milestones. Number two, develop a routine. So I like to have a strong regimen. Number three, use the tools that you need to stay organized. Number four, seek feedback from those that you help. Ask them, how are things going? Use a questionnaire prompt and see what comes back. And lastly, stay educated. I'm always learning. I'm always reading. I'm always learning. In my own time, I read about the stories of these wonderful people that we couldn't imagine without being without in society today, like Walt Disney. And, I had an interesting time reading about how he bounced back from bankruptcy in his prior business before starting Disney. And we think about George Foreman and how he at one point lost everything. He had to fight again. He was one of the oldest champions to go back and claim his title, and then had to still think, how do I get out of this financial chaos? And who doesn't remember the Foreman Grill commercials? So staying educated to learn from others is crucial. So here's the last step for today. Prepare for your wins. Prepare for your wins. If you're going to conquer the B side of entrepreneurship, this is not just about wishing that you succeed. It's about being strategically and mentally prepared for success when it arrives. I love how Michelle Obama says that every day we're practicing for who we want to become. Many entrepreneurs only focus on the day-to-day operations of their business and may not consider, what will happen when their efforts start to pay off. So you have to, you do want to work in your business, but you want to take time to work on your business. And so in order to prepare for these wins, please maintain enthusiasm and vision. Entrepreneurship can be a grind, and it's easy to become bogged down by the day-to-day challenges or the slow pace of progress, but maintain enthusiasm for your business. It's crucial. Like when I start to think about my daily activities or why I'm doing what I'm doing, I always try to take a moment, close my eyes, and think about, maybe a last event or an aha moment that someone had as a result of being in our program. And it just is really inspiring. It keeps me enthusiastic when I'm meeting with people. Think about how you're going to grow. What are your plans to scale? And so as you grow, the systems and processes that you started with may no longer fit. I had this plant the other day, and I was planning on putting it into a larger pot. And I was like, I'll get to it. But this plant was busting out. It was growing. The vines were getting bigger and bigger. And I said, my goodness, if I don't get a bigger pot, this plant will die. So what we have to realize is sometimes the challenges that we're feeling are not a bad thing. It's a good thing to have growth pains. But when we have them, we have to also realize that every new step probably calls for stronger reinforcement, new things or new tools to maintain that growth. These are the things that are needed The thing is to have a plan in place. You know, what can you now automate? Do you need to hire additional staff? Now, also too, you need to think about how you are going to take what you are doing and allow it to give you the feedback that's necessary. So stay grounded. Stay grounded in what your data is telling you. You know, all of these tools, all of these actions that you're doing, they always usually will have a way for you to measure your KPIs to look at what you're actually doing. Okay. And then lastly, prepare yourself as a leader, personal development, professional development. I can't state that enough. Get the coaching that you need, get the moments and the reminders to have rest and then be able to take retreats that allow you to be more productive. And by focusing on these areas, you can prepare not just to succeed, but to manage and sustain success effectively. So, in conclusion, I want you to remember that we've journeyed through the less glamorous but incredibly essential B side of entrepreneurship. It's the side that tests, challenges, and ultimately strengthens your resolve and your business. We started by setting the stage and understanding the initial excitement of launching a business and the inevitable confrontation with reality, like facing a low turnout at what was expected to be a grand event. This reality is not to discourage you, but to arm you with the resilience necessary for long-term success. We then talked about the crucial steps to navigate this B-side effectively, because knowing your value in the marketplace is the cornerstone of your entrepreneurial journey. It not only guides your business offerings, but also fortifies your confidence in what you are able to bring to the table. And lastly, we talked about preparing for the win, staying ready and adaptable for when success starts knocking at your door. This involves scaling your operations, thinking about your data, and continuing to invest in your personal and professional goals. So each of these steps, though challenging, are what carve out a successful path in the rugged terrain of business. And as we wrap up today's discussion, I encourage you to reflect on these insights, assess your current strategies, and consider how you might enhance your approach to not just survive, but thrive in the business world. Now, for more insights and to connect with other amazing eagles, I want you to remember to subscribe to toldyouspark.com for upcoming events and further engagement. Thank you for tuning in to the Upgrade My Life and Biz show. Keep pushing through the B side of entrepreneurship and onwards to a successful business that not only meets but exceeds your vision and goals. Bye-bye.